We're talking high school football here on KSOM. Time to talk ACGC football. Head coach for the Chargers, Cody Matheson. And coach, a survival game against Earlham, 28-21, overcame five turnovers in the ball game. I mean, that's hard for any team to win a game and you give up five turnovers. I guess your thoughts after that one.
Yeah, don't forget the part either where they had two kick returns for touchdowns.
Throw that in. you give up five turnovers and give up two kick returns for touchdowns. I forgot about that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
You know, obviously, Earlham's a really good team, and there's a reason why they're getting the notoriety they are, being a top 10 team and some polls. So, you know, they do that onside kick after every score, and we were hoping and that there was only going to be one kick from them. You know, unfortunately, we had some breakdowns in our special teams that will be addressed and get fixed. And so, you know, we gave up two onside kicks, one that was right at the start of the second half when we were to get the ball up 21-14 at that time. And we had been running some really good drives and been moving the ball. So, if you're you know, looking at the analytics of it and you're looking at it instead of score watching, you know, there's more to the story than that 28-21 scoreboard. So at the end of the day, you got, you know, five turnovers. We had two drives in the second half. That's all we had. We had the ball twice in the second half. One was our first possession was we were supposed to get the kick return, and then we gave them an onside kick. They went down and scored, and that's the only time that they scored on offense against us. And then we went down and drove, scored, and then we ended up stifling them again, and then went down and put together about a 7.5-minute drive with 8 minutes on the clock, and got kind of conservative, but rightfully so, as we were up 28-21 and had a 7-minute drive going, and I believe we got stopped inside the 10 on 4th and 4. So we had two drives and came away with no points that were inside the 15-yard line. Turned the ball over five times and gave up two kick returns for touchdowns. So we're pretty happy to come out of there unscathed and have a W in the win column. But there's a lot of things that we can do to be better. And so there's some silver linings in there, I think, for sure.
Well, what do you think were some of the reasons that helped you overcome those mistakes on special teams and on turnovers?
Well, I think the kids believe that, you know, of who they are, and they're confident of what we do as a program. Winning helps tremendously. You know, when you're closing in on being, you know, almost winning 30 games in the last, now going on start of the fourth season here. And also, as much as you hate them as a coach, as much as the fans hate them, we were in a lot of close games last year, and we had a lot of times where we had to face some adversity, and all but five guys from that team are back. So there's a lot of guys who had to, you know, dig deep and fight through a little adversity and get smacked in the face a little bit with reality that just because you're a number one team or a number two or a top five team or wherever, you know, the rankings may put you, that you're not invincible and you're going to get everybody's best shot. So those types of things and those types of moments, and having the veteran leadership that we do of guys who have made a lot of plays and been on the field a lot, you know, we kind of never really fret, and we didn't ever really waver. And you know, you never looked at the guys in the eyes and said, "Oh gosh, like it's we're in trouble here." So, you know, it's move on. It's plays behind you. Let's get to the next play. And I felt like the guys did a good job of that. So those are some things that, in my opinion, as the head coach, that has paid dividends to us be able to win games in those types of situations.
Clearly, you did some things defensively to shut them down in the fourth quarter. Do you feel like the defense, what stood out for you among the defense, who stood out for you on defense there to, you know, be able to shut down Earlham and allow you to win?
I thought the defense played really well. You know, you can look at the grand scheme of things, and you know, they did score one offensive touchdown on us. And that was kind of on that drive where they had a lot of hope and they had a lot of momentum after recovering that onside kick to start the second half. We were down, and that ended up, they went down and tied it up 21-21 at that point in time. But, you know, if you really look at the inside picture, our focus was to take away Caleb Smith, and Caleb Smith was their guy in week one against Central Decatur, who had, I think, 240 plus yards rushing. So the goal was to take away their number one play that they produced over 180 yards of his 250 yards rushing. That was a buck sweep. So we had the game analyzed and that sort of thing of take away their best player and take away their best player. They ran for 402 yards against Central Decatur in week one. So for us to shut them down to 70 yards rushing and 2.6 yards a carry, and holding Caleb Smith, their guy who had a lot of rushing yards in week one, holding him to under 70 yards on 16 carries was something that we were really proud and hung our hat on. So, you know, could they have more yards? I mean, rightfully so. They could make the same exact comments too and say, you know, we had two kick returns for touchdowns, and that took away, you know, two 80-yard drives of ours that we could have put together too. And you know, that's a very good, you know, argument to be made, but we don't know exactly how that thing shakes out. But for us to be able to win the rushing battle, 400 and or I'm sorry, the offensive total battle, 415 to 160 and a little bit of change, and still give up 21 points. But we created two turnovers, and we got to do a better job of being defenders on the special teams, because that was one thing that those are defensive players out there or guys who need to be out there and wired a little bit differently to go down there and hit somebody. We didn't do a good job of that. So, you know, I guess when you talk about defense in a whole, we did a really good job of stopping down and stopping the run. And we did a good job of defending the pass when they decided to do it. But I still think that kickoff team for us is a part of defense too. And so, you know, if you throw that in there, you know, those are some things that we need to improve on. So in a holistic scheme of things, you know, I already noted on it. There's things we got to get better at, and there's things that we did well. And so we're going to build off things we did well and fix the things we struggle with and apply it then to Panorama this week.
Yeah. Well, the same can be said about the running game. I mean, 393 yards rushing, South at 145, Crawford 127, Fuller 100 even. So you grinded out the yards, but then you look, fumbles. I mean, four fumbles. You can't put the ball on the turf like that. So how do you approach the running game and knowing you had yards, but you coughed it up a few times? How do you analyze that as you go forward?
Yeah, one of them was just, you know, on an option. We didn't do a very good job of, you know, we were really stretching out the option, and we got to do a better job of having a, you know, I really don't even know how it even happened. We went to pitch it, and right when we pitched it, the defender was right in our face. There was a couple breakdowns in there, so we got to do a better job of having us all on the same page there. And I know that's one thing we'll get cleaned up going into this week. And then, you know, two of those four fumbles were onside kicks. So those are noted. Those weren't on the offense. That would have been on the return team. So, and then we had a, I'm trying to remember what the second fumble was. We had an interception late in the second quarter, 30 seconds ago, where we threw one up deep and it got picked. So that was another turnover, but nothing that really changed the outcome of the game or changed any points on the board or swayed anything. I'm trying to remember what that third fumble would have been. So we had two on kick return and then one on a pitch. And for some reason, that one's just the fourth one's escaping me right now. So, you know, we got to do a better job of, you know, of taking care of the football. And that's just plain and simple. I think that's something that, you know, we really got to harp on. If the fact that we won the game and lost the turnover battle 5-2 was just mind blowing to me. And so we want to be on the opposite end of that. We want to win the turnover battle. So, we got, a lot of ball security things that are going to be probably taking place here today during individuals, on our offensive side of the ball.
How about Panorama? What do you see from this team? They're 0-2, but I would say they might be a little bit better than what their record is saying.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. You know, two games in, it's really hard to, you know, put your thumb on what a team's really like. You know, I've seen teams who go 0-2 and then win the next six and they finish 6-2. It's too early in the season to sit here and talk about records and talk about rankings and things like that. That stuff doesn't need to be talked about until week five, week six of the season when we're getting closer to the playoffs. But, you know, it's a rivalry game. We're 7 miles apart. You know, throw all the records out the door. It doesn't matter what the records are. You know, we could play last game of the year and one team be 0-8 and one team be, you know, 1-7. It doesn't matter. You know, one could be undefeated. One could have zero wins. You're going to get everybody's best shot, especially in this type of game, because you know, the atmosphere is amped up a little bit and things like that. So, you know, I like to try to compare it to the kids of, you know, Iowa and Iowa State. It doesn't matter who's good and who's bad. It's always going to be a close game because everybody's playing with a little bit more pride, a little bit more chip on their shoulder, and you're playing for, you know, bragging rights for 365 days of the year. So what we're really trying to do is really just trying to dumb that whole entire situation down that, again, just like we talked about earlier, of them being a ranked opponent, they're just another faceless opponent that's in our way of our opportunity to go 1-0 this week. So we're going to approach it that way. We're not going to approach the game any differently like we would with anybody else. And not try to, I guess, build up that and amplify the environment that surrounds the game, that people will let everybody else talk about the game, let everybody else do the thing. We'll get on the field and we'll let our play into the talk. And so that's kind of the mindset going into Panorama. But, you know, new coach, different scheme. You know, they're not as air raid as much, but it looks like they want to spread it out a little bit more than what they have maybe in week one. So they got a couple things where we need to prepare for. And so, just like we always talk about, we're going to take away their best player, take away their best plays, and get 11 hats of the ball and fly around with a hair on fire. So that's something we're really looking forward to, and just another opportunity to play Friday night football. So how can you complain?
You cannot. But great rivalry. They had won like 9-10 in a row or so until recent years. You've won the last three. So we'll see what happens this week. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Panthers. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for reaching out.
Cody Mathis, and head coach for ACGC, with us here on KSOM.